Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan. Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Whether by sea, whether by plane, whether by horseback, or whether by a Jeep, we have invaded Boston, Massachusetts. Welcome to a very special edition of Evan and Tiki. I'm here in Boston. Tommy is here in Boston. Tiki is back in New York City. And we are on the road. And it's brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And Tiki, let me tell you something.
Yes.
We will not be alone because there are hordes of cars driving from New York right now to the great city of Boston.
Oh, I love
and
it.
There is a full invasion going on right now. T, can you feel it?
Hold on, Evan. Tell me what the ticket prices are going for right now. Because you guys got your tickets yet, right?
That is incorrect, sir.
You have not got your tickets yet.
I'm playing a little game here. We're going to wait. We're going to wait these Bostonians out, T.
All right, so if you were doing it right now, how much do the tickets cost to Game 5 at the TD Garden?
So I hope everybody's sitting down or they're in their car and they're ready to change their plans. Mm. Because we heard at Madison Square Garden that the get-in price was over $1,000.
Yes.
That was true. Right now, the get-in price at TD Bank Garden is $175.
All right, New Yorkers, get in your cars. I don't care what you're doing. Call up your grandmamas or your grandfathers or babysitters or whatever it is. Tell them you need an emergency sitter for your kids. Get in your cars and drive up to Boston. If you get in the car right now, I think it'll take 4 hours, 4.5 hours or so. You can make it before tip. Let's do that.
Oh, absolutely. Tiki, I think there's a clock on New Yorkers right now. You got about an hour and a half, okay? If you wait any time past 3:30, and by the way, speaking of 3:30, we'll be splitting the signal today. So we'll be on doing our full show on the FM side. If you want to catch the Yankee Mariner game, that'll be on 660. So easy peasy, flip on over for the rubber game of that three-game series. But I think 3:30 is the cutoff time.
Yeah.
Because if you wait any longer than that, you're going to run out of time. The game's at 7 o'clock.
Well,
Tiki,
if you're in New York City, you might be, you know, out of luck because I'm looking at it right now from 345 Hudson, which is where we are.
Yes.
Because of traffic in and around the city, which is gross today because of the weather, it's saying 5 hours. So if you left, it says 5 hours from 345 Hudson. So hopefully you're on the outskirts of the city or you're in Westchester. Hell, even maybe Jersey, you'll get there faster. But New Yorkers, go invade.
Wow. I left beautiful Westchester at about 9 a.m. and I flew up here. And I noticed something as I was driving up. I noticed a lot of New York plates. Mm. And when I stopped at a rest stop, and I had to stop numerous times because I have this issue where I have to go to the bathroom every 5 minutes.
What happens when you drink gallons of water every day?
I know. I ran into so many people in orange and blue. And I don't even mean Met shirts. I mean Knicks shirts. And I've been very friendly to them because here's what I realized, because we did this a year ago when we went to Philadelphia for game number six, I guess it was, game six down in Philadelphia. I realized that once I get into the opposing city, a city that, with all due respect, and I appreciate WEEI hosting us, I don't really like this city. I mean, they're the enemy. I hate the Patriots. I don't like the Red Sox. Like, what do you want from me? As I enter the city, Tiki, I become very proud as a New Yorker,
nice,
despite my personal issues with the New York Knicks.
I told you you would become a quasi-Knicks fan for the day.
I didn't say that.
No, you will. You will not be rooting for the Boston Celtics. I can promise you that. You may be sitting quietly when the Knicks have some success, but you are a New Yorker right now. That means you represent the Knicks. Knicks, Evan.
Yeah,
I wouldn't go.
I wouldn't go that far. But I will tell you this. This is a real opportunity if you can get out of work and leave early. And I'll tell you why. First of all, we all have gut feelings, and we'll make predictions, and we'll break down this game as the show goes on. But my gut feeling is that this thing ends tonight. That's I'm being dead honest. I'm not trying to jinx you. I'm not trying to play any games. I think that the Knicks are all business tonight. I think they know what's on the line. I think that they know that despite the injury to Jason Tatum, this is still a sleeping giant with a lot of talent, with a championship pedigree. The NBA Finals MVP is still playing, Jaylen Brown. And I think the Knicks are going to meet the urgency of the moment. So if I'm right, if my gut feeling is right, if you're a Knicks fan, you have a chance to be in the building to witness something you haven't seen in 25 years,
for less
which
than,
is which is advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right, for less than $200 to boot.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
And you're going to have the, I mean, look, you had probably the best player on the court anyways in the first four games of this series, which I was talking about Jalen Brunson, but now with Jason Tatum out, it's not even a question. You're going to have the best player. You have the best opportunity to close this thing out on the road and do it, and it's so satisfying. Just like last year in Philadelphia, when you close out a rival and do it in their home court, it is very, very fulfilling.
This city does mean a lot to me, the city of Boston, because I've got some personal memories here. And my favorite personal memory, even though technically it was in Boston, but it counts the same, Teak, was in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Because I was in the building for Jets-Patriots after the 2010 regular season when they met in the divisional round. Basically the equivalent of the round the Knicks are in right now. And when I drove up to Foxborough that night, outnumbered by many Patriot fans, I couldn't fantasize about how it would feel to actually win that game and their season and walk out of Gillette Stadium a conquering hero. And I will tell you this, Teak, and this is why if the opportunity is there for the Knick fan, you take advantage of it. If I had to rank all my sports memories towards the top, I don't know if it's number one, but it's up there. It's in the discussion. Is walking out of Foxborough after the Jets beat the Patriots to advance to the AFC Championship game. You're right, Teak. Winning on the road, that little silence, that eerie silence that can be created in a building, especially a building you don't like, against a team you don't like. The Celtics aren't a nameless, faceless opponent. They're the Celtics.
Yes.
They're the boogeyman with the history and the Bill Russell and the Green and the Larry Bird and the Paul Pierce and all that overrated garbage. A chance to eliminate them in their building and hear that silence? That's exciting me, and I don't even like the Knicks.
Well, I mean, it's exciting because we witnessed it last year in Philadelphia, and the depression that you feel on the home team, the home crowd. Really, forget the team because they're whatever. It is their season, but the crowd, the fan, the local fan, when they can do nothing but walk out with their head down, is so awesome to see. And you know what happens? It's the same thing happening in Detroit. Right? You see the Knicks fan start to take over, right? You see the Knicks fan become, I don't know, louder than even the home crowd could have possibly been, and they linger. Knicks fans linger. So if you're taking the drive, Knicks fan, and this thing does close out, linger. Make them kick you out like they did in game two.
The other reason it's probably a good idea to linger, and I'll be lingering all night no matter what the result is I think getting out of the parking lot I put my car in near TD Bank Garden is probably going to take about 3.5 hours when the game ends. Mm. So that's another reason to linger and enjoy the sights and the sounds of Boston. I was thinking about this, too, on the ride up, and I think this is a very split reaction from our fellow New Yorkers. Last year, the Knicks closed it out in Philly. And that is special to a lot of New Yorkers.
Yeah.
Boston and Philly are sort of similar in terms of we have respect for the city because they are similar to us in terms of the passion.
Right. Northeast.
We don't like Northeast. We don't like their teams. What would be sweeter? Eliminating a Philadelphia team or eliminating a Boston team? And the more I thought about it, the more I think it comes down to the other teams you root for. So in the case of Tommy, who's wearing his beautiful Jalen Brunson t-shirt. That is his choice to walk into the garden tonight, the fake garden tonight. My guess for Tommy, and you tell me if I'm wrong, bro, is beating Philadelphia sweeter because of the history you have with the Eagles and with the Phillies. Am I wrong about that?
It's a complicated question, so I'll give you a complicated answer. I, of course, out of any city in our great country, hate Philadelphia the most.
Nice.
But as far as a basketball team, as far as their fans, as far as a franchise, there is not one that I hate more than the Boston Celtics. So everything that I felt last year, and this is for anybody driving up or considering buying tickets, if I could bottle up that feeling that I had in Philadelphia last year, walking out of that building, celebrating with the Knicks fans that were there after we eliminated Philadelphia, if I could bottle that up and sell it to people, I'd be a billionaire. There's just something about...
Are you an adult or are you a child?
Yeah, right up his you-know-what. there is a bond and a kinship that you have, Tikhonov, where you are amongst, let's say, 20-30% of fans in hostile territory around the Bostonians, or in that case, Philadelphia people, and you just feel this bond and this kinship that you'll never forget, invading a building and then obviously having that sweet taste of victory. So to answer your question, this would be sweeter only because it's my basketball team and I hate the Celtics.
Well, I mean, look, I hear you. And it's funny because I was talking to Ack right when he was finishing right before he started his update, and he was talking about, oh, Evan and Tommy are up in Boston. And I was like, you know what? Those two are the epitome of fan, meaning fanatic. Doing, you're obviously a sports fanatic, Evan, so it doesn't matter what sport we're talking about, at least long, the ones that you follow, because you're not doing this for soccer, but you know what I mean.
But,
but Tommy, being an enormous Knicks fan, this is like the epitome of it, right? This is why you root for your team. This is why you crave that moment, that opportunity for this huge step in success for the Knicks. And so I'm glad you guys made the trip. It wasn't as much of a hike as I thought it was going to be. 3 hours, 3.5 hours.
Not bad.
That was simple for you guys to get up there. And hopefully you come back with a big victory.
You know, Tommy does bring up a very good point about this franchise. These are the Celtics.
Right.
They're the Celtics. As much as we don't like them, a part of us respects them because they've won a billion championships.
Right, and they have a long history of it.
An incredibly long history. They've rebuilt themselves numerous times. And the Knicks have a chance, and I think this is what could make this even more special. They have a chance to not just pull off what is a huge upset. We debated that going into this series, the magnitude of the upset compared to other New York-Boston upsets. But they've got a chance to end them. They have a chance to end a chapter in Celtics history, because I've done a lot of studying over the last 24 hours. I'm studying these people. I'm studying the Bostonians. I'm listening to their sports talk radio. I'm reading their newspapers. I'm talking to people in the streets. Believe it or not, I did. Wasn't my Uber driver, but as I was waiting for my Uber, I struck up a conversation with a guy who runs the hotel right across the street. It started with, do you have availability tonight? It ended when he said, we do. It's $900 a night.
Oh, wow.
And I said, that's not happening, sir. But then we talk Celtic basketball. And it's fascinating what's happening right now in this town. There's a sadness. Mm. There's a sadness because of what happened to Jason Tatum, which we share. We all feel bad about it. And there's also a sadness because their window to win multiple championships is about to close.
Yeah.
The moment the Knicks eliminate them, whether it's tonight in Boston, whether it's Friday at Madison Square Garden. By the way, if it gets to a next Monday in Boston, we got some problems. We'll talk about that later. But they know it's over. And so not only do you get a chance to pull off a huge upset, you have a chance to end them.
Right.
Because the talk around town right now is, what are they going to do? Mm. Are they going to trade Jaylen Brown? Are they going to trade KP? Are they going to trade Derek White? Like, they may have an auction when this season is over. And the Knicks have a chance to end them. And I do think that adds to the specialness of tonight. Not just advancing for your own sake, but ending a rival, ending a team with such a storied history.
Yeah, that's the one of it's like the next step after you win a championship. Boston obviously did it last year, and we talked about how the road was groove for them a little bit, but whatever it is, they won a championship, and it was their 18th, which obviously is the most in NBA in history. But the next step, like the greedy step for the fan, and this is the Boston fan now, is, all right, let's start a dynasty. Right, let's get back to back. Let's try to go back to back to back. And you think you got the players to do it, but because of the Tatum injury, you're right, Evan. If the Knicks close this thing out on the road, it's over for a year. Right, I don't see the Boston. Maybe they'll surprise us, but I don't see the Boston Celtics being the favorite without Jason Tatum going into the 2025-2026 season as a team that's potentially winning another championship. So it ends if the Knicks end it tonight. And that's, look, from a Knicks standpoint, that's motivating. Now, I don't think the players are going to think that way. I think the players are more about, we got to handle business that's directly in front of us. But from a big macro look, 30,000-foot view look, what you're saying is dead on. The Celtics might, this might be the end of this little window that they had to win championships.
And speaking of windows, we'll get into what this means for the Knicks' opportunity, not just this season, but moving forward. Plus more from what I'm hearing about on the streets of Boston. They got a lot of strong opinions about what may happen tonight. We'll get to your calls coming up, 888-808-1019. Well, we'll see. The Knicks have a chance to close it out tonight against the Boston Celtics. I said this as I was on the road driving up to Boston. I saw a lot of New York plates. So let's check in with some people who are on the road right now heading up to Boston for a game five tonight with a 7 o'clock tip. We'll talk to you throughout the day. 888-808-1019. Tom in Westchester on the road right now. Tommy, how we feeling?
We're great. We're great. I'm actually in Connecticut now. So we're just real psyched. The Knicks are winding up game four, and we jumped on StubHub and we got tickets, and we're meeting my kid who goes to Boston College. And we're going to the game. We want to see this closed out. Can't stand the Celtics, but I hate Philadelphia more.
Ah, that's great. Safe travels up there, Tom. I wonder if his kid at Boston College is kind of sympathetic to the Boston Celtic.
No, it goes the other way, Teague.
I think you're probably right.
When you have to live amongst them, yes, the hatred grows stronger.
True, because you hear it over and over and over and over and over again.
No doubt. I think the New York, Boston, New York, Philly thing is based on the other teams you root for. I really do. So, for example, Teague, you played in the NFL, mm-hmm, and the Eagles were a rival. So,
huge.
Obviously, you're going to have a spot in your, not heart, but the other side for Philadelphia. While Boston, you know, the Patriots are in another conference.
Right.
So, they didn't mean as much to you. I'm a Met fan, so I have more of a connection with the Philadelphia Phillies, hating them, than I do the Boston Red Sox. As a football fan, it's the exact opposite. Like, I hate the Patriots a lot more than the Eagles. So it really comes down to the teams you root for. That's why you look at someone like Sean. You're the opposite of how I view it split, where I hate the baseball team more than the I hate the baseball team from Philly and the football team from Boston, and Sean's the complete opposite, where he hates the football team from Philly but the baseball team from Boston.
Correct. The only thing I'll say is while I don't hate the Patriots, I always view them all as the same. So if you're a Patriot fan, I assume you're a Red Sox fan. Mm. I assume you're a Celtic fan. So therefore, fair or not, I assume you're scum. And that's the way I look at it.
It's a very fair assumption.
Which one do you dislike worse? The Eagle fan? Or I'm just talking about the direct rival to your team. The Eagle fan or the Red Sox fan?
Tiki, it's a great question. The Red Sox will always be the franchise I hate the most because it's something that's like whispered in your ear when you're born as a Yankee fan from very little.
Yeah.
However, there is something as I've gotten older and the Eagle fan getting their wings, so to speak, now a couple championships. I think the Eagles fans are the trashiest fans in sports, and I definitely have more violent hatred for them.
Makes sense.
The Boston fans also calm down a little bit. They've won so much that they're harmless.
Right.
But that's the thing.
And
so
they've won more recently than you as a Yankee fan.
Correct.
Which is why, like, the Boston fan in 2003, 2004, 2005, they are what the Philly fan is now.
Yes.
See, the Eagles are winning, and eventually, because they have a very good team, as much as we hate it, they're going to win more. And when they win more, their fans may actually calm down a tad the way the Red Sox fan has. So if we have this conversation 20 years from now, it could be a little different. Because the winning for the Eagles is still newer compared to the winning for the Red Sox.
Dude, I don't think so. I don't think the Eagle fan winning is going to calm them down. I think it's going to make them worse. Because they're not a dynasty, because the Chiefs are that current dynasty right now. But, I mean, they've been to 3 Super Bowls in the last decade. You know what I mean? And it's I have them as a favorite of getting right back to it, to be honest with you. So I think if they keep winning, they're just going to get more obnoxious down in Philadelphia. Let's hope that somebody in the NFC East derails them.
Maybe your team could actually do that. Let's go to Bays calling from Maryland. How are you today, Bays?
What's up, Bays?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure, man.
So I just wanted to say that I'm guaranteeing a Knicks victory tonight.
Ooh.
And the reason why I'm saying that is, I mean, they couldn't beat us with Tatum. They've got no chance without him. Who's going to fill in that production? who's going to fill in that gap?
I give Baze, here's the way I would look at this. When Tatum has been out, and granted, when Tatum has been out this season and they won 8 of the 10 games they played, they were facing a lot of bad teams. And I think context matters in that regard. They won games against the Nets. They won games against the Hornets, the Wizards. Basically a who's who of teams that got screwed in the NBA lottery is who they beat without Tatum.
Yeah, they were 5-0 against those teams.
Right. But we have seen Jaylen Brown step up before. If you look at Jaylen's numbers when Tatum is out, he averages 27-7. We also saw him play like the best player on the floor in the NBA Finals a year ago. So the answer to your question is, in terms of who can step up, the answer is Jaylen Brown.
Yeah,
and he's capable of it.
It's got to be Jaylen Brown. But the challenge for them, and by the way, so they were 5-0 against those bottom feeders that Evan was talking about, but 3-2 against playoff teams. So 8-2 in total when Jason Tatum has been out. But it's got to be Jaylen Brown, obviously. But the challenge for Jaylen Brown is going to be that duty that used to be given to Jason Tatum by OG is now coming to him. You know what I mean? So he's going to get the elite defender from the Knicks and a lot of the time. And the switchability, as we've talked about this entire series, it now benefits the Knicks. In some cases, you could have said early on, this could benefit the Celtics because you're going to get some open looks from a lot of other good players. It's probably not as much the case anymore. So it's kind of Herculean when you think about it. Now, if he goes out there and scores 50, you know, good for him. That's probably the only way that I see the Boston Celtics finding a way to win this game.
Let's go to Jack calling from Boonton, New Jersey. How are you, Jack?
What's up, Jack?
Hey, how's it going? I just want to say I love the show, and I'm a Boston fan, but I can't stand Boston sports media, so it's kind of ironic that I listen to you guys. But I just want to say, yeah, I mean, it will be about Jaylen Brown tonight, but he's a shell of himself, and I just want to call and say the Knicks had a great series. I'm kind of rooting for you guys.
Wow.
Really no hatred there.
What?
It's kind of cool to see.
Why don't you hate the Knicks, Jack? Just because you've dominated them? Because you've dominated them for so long?
I mean, there's nothing really to hate them for. And another thing, I've been honestly pretty upset with a lot of Boston sports fans on Twitter, just like reaming into Jaylen Brown. He's done so much for us, and it's kind of really sad to see how quickly a lot of people have. It's not everyone, but it's pretty sad to see. Because
they'll appreciate him, too, when he's gone, Jack. And thank you very much for the call, because if the Celtics lose tonight or they lose on Friday, when we hear about them breaking the team up, he may be the guy to go.
And it's surprising.
And they'll appreciate him when he's gone.
No doubt. But it's really surprising because he seems like the greatest – forget him, basketball player. He seems like the greatest dude in the NBA, one of the greatest dudes in the NBA. With all he's done via, you know, charity and other things during the COVID situation, we remember his outreach. He seems like an awesome dude. I mean, I don't understand. And he was a hero, as you mentioned before, Evan, last year in their championship run. So what's there to dislike? It doesn't really make sense. Now, maybe because we're, you know, I don't know, 5 hours down the road, 4 hours down the road, we just don't hear it the same. And we're not paying attention on a day-to-day basis or game-to-game basis. But he seems like he's the perfect Celtic.
Yeah. Well, our last caller, Jack, sounds like a very nice guy. He really does. But he said something incredibly condescending to the Knicks fan when he said, yeah, I'm going to root for you guys. And it sounded all nice and neat. And then he says, because you guys have never done anything to us. And it was almost like you're a cute little cat on the side of the road. You're very adorable.
But is he wrong?
Why would we hate you?
But is he wrong?
No, in this lifetime, he's mostly right.
He sounded young, so it's probably way before the Knicks were, you know, the Clyde Knicks. You know what I mean?
No, you're right. And even if you're not that young, like I don't think I'm that young. I'm in my 40s now. Tommy's about to get to his 40s. Even us, there hasn't been a lot of Celtics Knicks over the years. Like there hasn't been a lot of the Knicks are damaging the Celtics or vice versa. They had the postseason series a decade ago, but we talked about it. It was pretty much the end of that Celtic run anyway. And before that, like when the Knicks had their success in the 90s, the Celtics were nowhere to be found. They were tanking for Tim Duncan. So they have just been two teams in cities that don't like each other, but franchises that have never had that rivalry the way we described it with some of the other teams.
Well, that's where, for Jack, you would think he would side as a Boston fan with the city of Boston. And Sean alluded to this earlier. You assume, even though there's a lot of, and this is the absolute worst combination you could have in life, there are a lot of Celtic-Yankee fans. But for the most part, if you're a Patriot fan, you're a Celtic fan, you're a Bruin fan, you're a Red Sox fan. So if you hate a Red Sox fan, you hate the Bruin fan. So I'm surprised that he's sort of turning his back on the Celtics here for New York, but it sounds like it's because the Celtic fans are, you know, going after Jaylen Brown. But the thing is that...
But I think it's also talking about the sports media in Boston.
But Tiki, you know how the media is. Like media around here, like there's some people in the media that suggested, and I couldn't even believe this when I heard this, benching Aaron Judge in a playoff game. Now, that's obviously lunacy. I don't know who would hire that person. But
you got to stop reading Bull Sack Sports, Tom.
Do you know what the Boston... Am I going to just say the Boston media? Because, again, I had this conversation with a hotel worker earlier today. I've also listened to sports talk radio up in Boston. Do you know what they're talking about right now?
No.
They're talking about next year. They're talking about, are we better off being in the lottery next year than trying to put together a contending team?
Being in the lottery?
Yes.
What?
And I wonder. Now, I know the Knicks dealt with injuries last year during the postseason, but you always still believed. And you never had the big one, like the big one of a star player going down. And not only that star player going down, but being out for a considerable amount of time. If, I don't want to even say it out loud, but knock on wood, if one of your star players, we know who, was out with some kind of catastrophic injury in the middle of a postseason series, would we automatically start talking about next year? Or would we say, hey, the series isn't over. We still have a shot, as unlikely as it may seem, and let's go. They're basically giving up in a lot of ways.
Yeah. I mean, we were taking calls about Tibbs getting fired in the first round. We took one this week.
That is true.
With the Knicks in a commanding series lead, ready to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. So I think as sports fans, how about the Giannis stuff? I mean, sports fans, you got on me for doing this with Vlad Jr. We're always on to the next thing. Even if we're in the middle of a run trying to win a championship, it's just the way our brains are wired.
Yeah,
so it doesn't surprise me.
I figured because this team has a championship pedigree, that they wouldn't just give up. They would say, we thought we were better than the Knicks anyway. Mm. We still have Jaylen Brown. Let's go. We're getting Sam Hauser back tonight. Yeah. Like, let's go.
It's just like
they're making peace with their future team.
Well, I think Jack kind of... I think the local sports radio up there in Boston has been very negative, as you just alluded to. But also, Tatum's out. Jaylen Brown's had a little bit of an off year. Kristaps Porzingis has been a shell because of the illness, and we don't want to judge him because we have no idea what this is, but it is what it is, unfortunately for him, and he's not great right now. And so when you think about what got them the championship last year, it was Jaylen Brown playing at a super high level and Kristaps Porzingis being at a high level. And so it just doesn't feel reasonable. It doesn't feel, like, doable. And so I get it. You just feel defeated despite it really not being over yet.
Yeah. One thing I'm really battling right now, Teak, is last year when we led our invasion of Philadelphia, we had a call to arms on where we should sit. We let it known a week out. Here's where we're going. We're going to Revolution Row. Meet us up there. We're taking over. They don't really have a Revolution Row here in Boston. Mm. And so I'm still looking for tickets, just like every other Knick fan or every other basketball fan who's making this trip. And the conflict I'm having, Teak, is not how much to spend, because I've already kind of decided that.
Yes.
It's where do we want to be?
Interesting.
Do we want to be upper tank, dead center at the very top?
Oh, I mean, you know, you love that all 22 view.
I do. I love that.
That's how your Mets tickets are. It's how your Knicks tickets are. It's how your Nets tickets are. I mean, sounds like the spot to be.
But I'm also leaning towards the last row of the arena. And the reason why I'm leaning towards the last row of the arena is while Tommy... Excuse me. What was that?
Easy exit?
No. Has nothing to do with that.
That's not what he's thinking.
I'm going to have something else going on during this game tonight. There's something else that's going to be going on in my lap.
You're watching for the sweep?
No, I'm watching on my tablet the Mets Pirates game.
Yeah,
big
the
game.
Sweep. Yeah, the sweep.
Yeah, the sweep. I'm sorry. Yes.
Sweep of the Mets and the Pirates.
And so I don't know if I want Bostonians behind me looking over and seeing me watch a Met Pirate game. Oh. I'm almost like, you know what? That's none of your business. So if I'm in the last row at the top of the arena, the only people that know we're watching Mets Pirates is Tommy Lugauer and Paul Rosenberg, who made the trip with us.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem, though, Teak, for me, if we do the last row or the one at the
it's not
highest.
Good enough for you, Tommy?
No.
Your voice won't be heard?
No, no. So obviously I'm in Nick gear.
Yes.
So anytime I have to go to the bathroom or I want to get a cold one, I'm going to have to walk up the steps and I'm going to basically be heckled. It's like reading my Twitter mentions, though, in person.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be catcalled every single time I have to go to the bathroom, where if I'm in the front row, I could just sneak out, go take a tinkle, and then come back and I don't have to be telling your mama jokes.
You know what that just convinced me of? I got to be in the last row. Oh, Tommy needs to be heckled, yes!
Hey, your jeans are skinny. Go back to New York. I should do a Boston accent. Go back to the yard.
Tommy.
I'm going to have my phone out for that one. I'm going to film every time you get heckled.
It's happening. It was like that in Philly last year. It's brutal.
I may join in with them. Just put on a fake Boston accent and be like, yeah!
And let me, a little inside baseball here. So Evan is wearing a, what would you say that is? Like a... almost a Boston Celtic color-ish. It's
No, that's not true. I'm wearing, I would say, a light blue.
Is it close to green? Is it close to green?
I don't think so. It's a light blue flag and anthem hoodie.
Okay.
I'm wearing jeans.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wearing very special socks.
You sure are.
Oh, you noticed my socks?
I noticed them before when you were fidgeting.
Are they, yes. Are they leprechaun socks?
What do the socks say?
They are... Nets socks. What the heck are you doing up here in Boston? The Knicks are one win away from the Eastern Conference Finals. Your team, I didn't want to bring it up, is picking eighth, and you're wearing Nets socks. Why?
So the Nets still in the league.
It's a great question. I'm glad you asked. I really believe in the rule, and we've talked about this on the air, that if you're going into a building in which you're not, your team isn't playing, you shouldn't wear the jersey of that team. You shouldn't wear the hat of that team. It's disrespectful. It's very douchey. Not a fan of that. But if you can wear it in a hiding way, you at least know you're showing pride for your team without it being in anyone's face. So me wearing net socks to me is completely acceptable, because when I'm walking around, like right now I'm standing up.
The hapless Nets.
My jeans go down over my socks, and you can't see them. Confirm that, Tommy.
I cannot see the socks right now when you're standing up.
The only way you can see the socks is when I get comfortable, and I lift my leg up, and I'm, you know, going crisscross applesauce, and I'm I'm getting comfy. But outside of that, you don't know I'm wearing net socks, just like you don't know the underwear I'm wearing.
If you're even wearing underwear, which you better be wearing underwear.
New York Jets green underwear, same thing. I'm showing pride for my team without putting in anybody's face.
Yeah. Green underwear or green Jets gym shorts, Evan?
It's Jets gym shorts. What's the difference?
Because if it's green, it's Celtics.
Whatever. There's something protecting myself from the jeans. Is that not enough for you?
That's all that matters, ultimately.
Thank you.
When it comes down to it.
I appreciate that. Let's go to another person on their ride, heading on down, which is Ben in Livingston, New Jersey. Ben, how we feeling, baby?
What up, Ben?
We're feeling good. Evan Tiki, what's going on, guys?
All's good.
What's up?
Yeah, I'm feeling good, and, you know, think about it. The Knicks are 5-0 on the road in the playoffs, so clearly they thrive more on the road. They thrive off the adversity, and I see no reason why they're not going to close it out. I mean, I couldn't miss this game. I went down to Philly for the closeout game, and as great as it is to win at home, there really is nothing sweeter than winning a clinching playoff game on the road, and all the fans kind of look at each other, and it's like a brotherhood.
Nice. Ben, where are you at, Ben?
I splurged a little bit, so I'm in Section C, about 8 rows from the Knicks bench.
Oh, my God! Nice. Are you kidding me right now?
Hey, you got an extra ticket for Tommy? You got an extra ticket for Tommy, Ben? I'm joking. I'm joking.
I definitely don't have a ticket for Evan. I know that
much. No, and trust me. You don't want to give that to me.
Hey,
well,
have a good time, man.
That is, listen, you got the money. Go for it, baby. Exactly. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I mean, it's a closeout game against a rival. Why not? I mean, if you have the resources to do so, you might as well do it in spectacular fashion.
But here's the problem with that phone call. While I respect that that's what Ben is doing, Tommy is giving me the look that both of my sons give me every once in a while, which is, that's nice, Dad, but. That's nice, Dad, but. Tommy's looking at me like,
Why can't we be in Section C? Why can't we be right off the Knicks bench?
Tommy.
I'll give you 5,000 reasons why we're not.
Well, I don't want to touch that guy's money, but I was just about to ask you on the air, how much are those going for?
All right, so it's a great question. As of right now, I am on the... See, my advice is you can go to all the different apps, SeatGeek, StubHub. There's a lot of options. Ticketmaster is the official reseller. So what I like about that is when you buy the tickets, they're instantly... You get them instantly. You don't have to worry about it being transferred. Right now on the Ticketmaster app, if you want to sit five rows off the floor, it is $3,600 a ticket.
Wow.
Now, if you go back two more rows, it's $1,500 a ticket, which is crazy to me. Like, you're going to pay double the amount to be two rows closer? Come on.
But that's just their reseller, right?
You're right. That's what they're asking for.
Yes.
If you go back now, let's say about 15 rows, you can get it down to $850 a ticket, which, again, is less than the get-in price at Madison Square Garden. So even though it is very, very expensive, it is certainly a lot better than what they're charging over at MSG. And if you want to go last row, this actually, you know what? I may consider this. Tommy, if you throw some money in, instead of making it all Uncle Evan, we could sit here, $700 a ticket, dead center, about 20 rows off the court. That's a good seat.
When you that was ambiguous. When you, how would you define throw some money in?
What does?
Because I hear that and
does
I go,
so mean?
$20. I threw you some money. That's all I had on me. You want 25, 50?
I think a couple of things would have to happen for us to sit in that seat. Number one, I feel horrible saying this, but Rosie would be out. Just because I can't do three.
Yeah, you've been voted off the island.
You'd be voted off the island. We take care of you in the upper level with something, but
Rosie.
You're done with the good seats.
You're just a chauffeur, Rosie.
Yeah. Tiki, what do you think would be a good amount of money for Tommy to throw in for me to say, all right, I'm going to buy $750 per ticket seats?
Mm-hmm. At least $150.
Damage.
That's not getting it done, Teague.
Maybe 200. I know what Tommy is willing to spend. I'm calculating this, giving Tommy's mindset on what he would spend.
So, how much, Tommy, would you be willing to throw in to improve your seats? If you know off the top, I'm getting us in the building, likely upper level, and anything extra you throw in could enhance the ticket, how much more would you be willing to throw in? That's a great question.
It
right?
is a great question.
Thank you.
Okay, so this is my follow-up question. We are obviously right now currently at WEEI. We thank them for hosting us. We are about a half hour, 20-minute drive from getting over there.
Mm-hmm.
Is everything else covered? Do I have to reach into my pocket for anything else tonight? Like, is the ticket the only thing I'm spending money on?
Yeah, I think if, in that case, I would cut off the beer and the food. I'll take care of myself.
Yeah, or like an Uber or whatever we're going to, I don't know what
Uber?
I don't know what the, bro, your car right now is where?
My
in
car.
Southie? Like, where is your car right now?
Tommy's got all the Boston lingo down.
Yeah, he does.
In Connecticut? I don't know where this guy parked.
My car.
He's not parked here.
My car is inside TD Bank Garden. Like, I'm not even kidding you. Like, I literally went to the lot that's connected to the arena / train station, and I stuck it right inside. And I'm there.
Wow.
And so when this game... That's well, yes, I dropped a few dollars for this spot. Yes,
that's but once not what I get talking about, but no, it's okay.
You guys are something else. So I'm in the building. I'm in. My car's already set to go.
So how are you getting to the stadium? Uber.
I'm Ubering.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna Uber on over there. How much you want to throw in? If the answer is nothing, fine. We'll sit upstairs. That's okay. That's what a lot of people on their road are doing right now. They're not like our last caller, high spending, dropping a few grand to sit eight rows off the floor.
I mean, at least two.
Please
do. I would throw in $100.
You're throwing $100?
And that's pushing it.
I overbid.
And that's pushing it.
I'm not dropping. That's pushing it. I'm going to have to move some things around, you know, some decimal points. But $100 I would do. I'm cool with sitting in the upper tank, bro. I am. If I get freebies and I'm sitting behind, you know, Ben Stiller, that's cool. Ben, if you're listening, maybe you can hook me up here. But other than that, I'm cool with whatever you want to do. Plus, there would be a part of me that would say, you know, I'm taking out of, like, Spence and Jets college fund here. Even though I know this is Nick blood money, probably, that's being spent there, based on you selling your season tickets or emotional hedging, I would feel a little guilty you dropping whatever it is, $3,000.
Very nice
but
of you.
But $100, I got you.
Very nice of you. I'll continue to monitor the market, not just for ourselves, but for anyone in the audience who is on their way up to Boston. We'll come back and get back to your phone calls at 888-808.
I stuck it right inside.
Is that what you guys are referring to? I stuck it right inside. Boy, I tell you, I work with a bunch of degenerates. That's what it comes down to. Bunch of children. We'll get back to your phone calls. More on this series, more on your trip if you're making the trip up to Boston, and an incredible stat that defines the first four games of this series that will blow your mind.